We're on, in the Heidelberg Catechism, we're on question 58, which is the very last section of the Apostles' Creed. And question 58 says, "What comfort do you receive from the article, life everlasting?" The answer is that, "Inasmuch as I now feel in my heart the beginning of eternal joy, I shall after this life possess complete blessedness, such as eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither is entered into the heart of man, therein to praise God forever." And the scriptures supporting this from 2 Corinthians is, "Meanwhile we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked." And from 1 Corinthians 2, this is what the confession is quoting from, "However, as it is written, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him." And then from John, "Now this is eternal life," and that's the key part, that it is eternal, "that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Then from Romans, "Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies." And then lastly, from 1 Peter, "Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy."